everyone. Welcome once again to the program. You know, just make sure you have a nice cup of coffee and some smelling salts in case what you hear what I have to say is deleterious to you. You know, when you speak truth to people, truthfully, and truth, and you say, what the heavens, truth? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about on the program. What is truth? And more. Because without whatever truth is, if I say, for example, there's an apple on the table, that's true, and that's the truth. But that's not the kind of truth I'm talking about. So but that's all we got. Be still, know I am God, is the way to accessing truthfulness. Sort of leaving one level behind and one culture behind and finding another kind of culture, a different kind of energy and a different kind of system, you see. And these two systems, to make it simple, are juxtaposed against each other, good from God and evil from the other side of the force. And so we are material, like animals, but we have an added advantage over them in that we are able to win the opportunity. Maybe it's a bad word, but bear with me. Eternal life. In order to get to eternal life, you have to have infernal strife. But the strife is important. Trials and tribulations are everywhere. Cruelty. Everywhere you go. Whether you can see it right away or not. Or it creeps up on you. And it has a different face underneath the one that smiles. Or has a nice face under one that's cruel. See? Which means there's a good soul in there, so be careful not to judge them. And don't get overreaction. Now, the whole key, having said that, the whole key to the riddle of your existence is to keep from responding to the stressful life, the stress factor of life. The stress factor is not physical. It's physical in the sense that animals need the stress of another animal or another person, as far if it's human. Stress is very hard to describe, but it's essential for existence. It's necessary for the animals, because that's all they need, to become stronger and reproduce stronger offspring, etc. Otherwise, the weaker they are, then they get chopped up and get eaten. Everything eats everything else. The cow eats the grass, people eat the cow, and so on and so forth. There's a whole chain of come on to that. Who knows? You know, you might be eating me one day, all the worms eat me, and then the chickens eat the worms, and you see a chicken, and pretty soon you eat the chicken, then you eat me. I hate to put it that way. But the point is that everything in the world has to live on something dying to them. The exception is the flowers and the trees. They get their life from sun. There's a different system. And there's the stress involved in that too. The stress of the wind, the snow, the change of climate, etc., etc., over the years. Stress there too. And stress is necessary. But stress is necessary to us, but if we live like an animal, using stress to function and finding pleasure in an adversary, bringing an adversary down, you know, getting pleasure, getting judgmental and sort of beating them up in some way, mental, emotional, physical, There's a certain pleasure in knocking other people down and building yourself up and doing unto others what was done unto you. There's a certain pleasure you get like an animal feeding on a lesser creature that's not able to help itself. And then you yourself may be a meal to somebody else stronger than you. And this is the subject matter we need to talk about sometime this evening. But I do want to start it. I want to start in a more spiritual way, if you don't mind.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, if evening it be. I think I'd just like to give you a break on the particulars, which is very disturbing, to also, let me just brighten it up. It's very disturbing to hear truth spoken truthfully and lived. It's very disturbing. There's something over here. I'm going to try to find this. Let me see. One second. Don't go away. Oh, no, that's not the one. No, that's not the one. No, that's not it. No, that's not it. Oops. Where's we going? I had something I want to share with you, but anyway. I just want to talk about suffering in a more effective way. No, not more effective. More the way you understand things when your preacher speaks to you. But having more depth to it. I want to read something to open the program. Just read about needless suffering. Just one couple of paragraphs, if you don't mind. And this is actually a true story, basically, the first couple, three or four lines here I'm reading. A minister asked me if I sinned. And this is a subject on needless, suffering. And I answered no, not in word, thought, or deed. Now, that can be very disturbing, don't you agree? And so, I told him that 2,000 years ago, when he was a Christian minister, a man was born to save the world from inherited disobedience. You see the difference between disobedience and inherited disobedience through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race, right? So when you're born into it, you didn't sin. Sin got into you, but not by choice. It makes you a person that is entitled and is already selected for redemption. All you have to do is realize it, that you're not living your own life. Through one man, sin and death through sin spread like a virus through the human race. I've said this several times before this week. But you're born into it, and then it got into you. Because your parents had the same experience, and they passed it on to you. And when you get married, you'll pass it on to those children if you don't get it. And if you don't get it, well, we need to talk about that sometimes. But let's assuming that you suffer because you have been imprinted. And you do not know that your programming is not yours. That you're not living your own life. That something is living through you. And there are typecasts everywhere. So if you go to China, you'll find somebody, a drunk in China is the same mentality as a drunk in America. See? In Chinese, of course. But in Chinese, the mind says the same things and makes the same excuses, so on and so forth. So it's typecast. But you can say, well, what about all the other behaviors? But they all come from a hypnotic state, which is the hypnotic state. I give hypnosis a new moniker. I give it a new name. I give it temptation. Lead us away from temptation. Deliver us from evil. See that? So deliver us from evil means, what's it mean? Well, it deliver us from what was put into us when we came into the world. The world came into us. Now, in America, but America was a different country when I came here 67 years ago or so. And that's the reason why I became an American citizen, because this was freedom to be able to speak this way. After a while, things changed. Yeah, I started a business of helping people to overcome that, their stress. And I thought it was hypnosis, and I didn't know much about the Bible. But I realized, after many years of practicing hypnosis, that hypnosis was really temptation. So that when you respond to the temptation, it has an exact duplicate of what a person who is mesmerized. And it cannot be undone. I'll read you some words from Adolf Hitler later on that explains that very same thing. You know, he knew it. You know, when you are corrupted and violated and intimidated and et cetera, et cetera. If you can, that's just a small part of what has to be done in order to make you captive. And then you will be caused to do to others what was done to you. And it passes from one to another. But mostly, we are born innocent. But innocence is lost, especially when you get to 1 or 2 years old, you see a parent, you know, doing things wrong and being cruel to you or pushing you too hard, you know, and taking their frustrations out on you and forcing you to be a Christian or a Jew or whatever it is, forcing you. And in America, you have a freedom, and the parents have a freedom to teach them, whatever religion they want. But still, it's not good to push it on kids. Push it. See, the truth is, that's the truth. You don't push. You don't will a person. I love my father, but he says, when I asked him before he died, I said, what's life all about, Dad? He says, you for it, you'll find it. Seek and you find it. That's what he says. He wasn't religious at all. He's dead right. That's all I needed. Really, that's all you need for me. But where is it? So you have to have the longing. Cry. I'll be crying in a minute if it opens. It's little. All right, it's the old equipment. Right, I get it. We got little interruptions there. Sorry. All right, so let me go back to my question. I just want to. I got to work around this over and over again because it's so important. It's so easy, but it's not so easy to express how easy it is. There's nothing to it. So a minister asked me if I sinned, and I said no. And not word, thought, or deed. And he's very disturbed. He said, how's this thing is possible? Well, I said, basically, Jesus says, become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And so the ministers usually have problems with that. They say the Bible doesn't mean that. Of course it does. It does mean it. But what is perfect is a becoming thing. It's something you become, but you have to find the root. You have to disconnect. You have to be disconnected. Look how careful I have to be. You have to be disconnected. Or, to put it in more positive terms, you must be connected, like I'm drowning, and somebody throws me a rope. So I'm disconnected from being drowned into life. So I'm going from death, drowning, and disconnected from the water that's killing me, the essence, the stress, whatever it was. And there it is. And that's the point. It's not your environment. Stress is not the environment of the motivation of a human being. A human being, to be human, has to have the energy, the life force, that created the universe and made us in his image, starting with the first one, who had a constitution, a spiritual constitution, and if we find that constitution, Adam rejected by choosing to disobey and eat the forbidden fruit and be subject to that which seduced him, who was subject to the dark side of the force, and that's what one man's sin and death through sin spreads to the human race. And nobody in basically is born guilty. We become not really guilty, but we feel guilty. We feel that something's missing in our lives. In the beginning, we try to do the right thing, and we can't. Or we rebel. And then then there's an emptiness, because we get disconnected. We see the behavior of our parents, and they can't see it themselves. But you can see it. Generally speaking, there are people who are so broken perhaps in the womb. It's the mother hating the kid in the womb, just hating it before it's born. It has very deleterious effects. Because I had a cousin committed suicide when he found out that his mother tried to kill him when he's in her womb. See, that's it. It's just that idea. It's horrible. And so he couldn't get rid of it. And I knew him. He's a cousin of mine. Only a couple of years older than me during the war. And I can remember vividly, bombs were falling. You couldn't tell the naval guns in Hyde Park from the bombs. Well, we seem not to be bothered by that much. I can remember the IRF coming in and out having lunch and chatting while the noise was going on. That was the nature, that's how we were in those days. It didn't bother us that much. But he killed himself, committed suicide. And so because he couldn't conquer the feeling of worthlessness, the hate that she felt towards the mother, and the mother was such a... I remember the mother. I don't want to go into that. But she's a hypocrite, a real hypocrite, sweet, nice, very rich. You know, he a steer, and behind that was a smart snarl. Anyway, but it affected the kids. And the whole family died, one after the other. They're poisoned by that mother through the failing of the father. Well, they've been dead long, long time ago. Not much older than me then. And we have a lot of that in the family, except not this family, but you know, that family, then cousins, uncles, aunts. But I could see it. But somehow it didn't affect me. I thought that was normal. I didn't understand the illness and the problems, the things I'm saying now. But somehow I didn't get infected wherever I went. So now I fast forward again. So the minister asked me if I sinned, and I said, once I understood what sin was, it was hypnosis, because I was practicing it. And I realized my hypnosis was that. It was what we call temptation. Lead us away from temptation and deliver us from its evil. So temptation is what we call stress too. If you can stress another person, if you become the stressor, you disconnect the child when it's born, when it comes into the world, but right away it comes into the world. The minute it starts to see things around it, and everybody notices how bright they are, and the family goes to saying, if you have three kids, the two kids give in, and one of them that still is blessed with seeing things out says to himself, why did my mom and dad choose them and love them, and I'm the odd man out? Well, he doesn't think that clearly. He doesn't have that lexicon. So, But the point is, he doesn't understand. He's being rejected because the parents feel like they've been watched. And they feel uncomfortable around him, and they think that's bad. And the other kids are appeasing, and they're being rewarded like the government does to the nothing people, you see? Anyway, I'm going to continue with this. Would you like to call me? 800-866-8883. We'll be right back. Okay, I wrote something, okay, and it's going to be around in many of the radio stations. Let me read it to you. Hello, I'm Roy Masters. Yeah, I know that myself, but anyway, I am. I'm an English veteran who has witnessed the history and was proud to become an American citizen, because in America, free thought was encouraged, and being truthful mattered more than being nice. My America was truly politically incorrect in all the best ways, which is why we were blessed. But things have changed, and Americans don't think American anymore. Yes, some of you do. But even though I speak with an English accent, I hope, my heart thinks American. My voice speaks American. And that is freedom. Please join me on my daily radio show, Advice Line, Monday through Friday, and let me help you reclaim our country by reminding me and remembering to think and speak American again. Download the radio show app, available now at the Apple Store, the Apple App Store, and the Android Google Place. Thank you very much. You get it on your, you know, you get your, on your iPhone, and you can find me every day with different shows. So having said that, I'm going to come back to my thoughts here. Now my papers are all over the floor. So I told him, a man, he says to me, "Go, you, if I sinned," and I said, you know, and I told him when I became more sophisticated, this is the language I was using with him, because I'd found this in the Bible. And so I'm opening the program with what I read in the Bible in a few minutes. You watch. So I told the minister, 2,000 years ago, a man was born to save the world from an inherited disobedience. And therefore, in personally accepting the offer, it was no longer possible to do anything other than serve the source of my salvation. God has given no other choice to either evil or good, or evil from good from evil. You're born into the evil. You're born into, everybody is. And everybody has troubles because of it. Smaller troubles becoming bigger ones. Small troubles becoming, a big problem is becoming bigger, buried, and taking the shape of what's done to you. Taking the forces into yourself, disconnecting you from your Creator, so you become reshaped and motivated by thoughts which are very common in nearly all of us. I call it typecasting. So that one, yesterday I said, one hypnotic state, one hypnotic state called sin. But in that sin, beyond that sin, you can program a person to do anything you want. In other words, the person who is reacting, the person who's born, like, look, a cow, a calf, is tied to its mother and the aura of the mother. If it's not tied to the aura or the suggestible aura that it keeps near the mother until it's old enough to wean itself away and become independent self, a mother or daddy, one of the two. But the thing is, they have a suggestive way of, not intuitive, but it's, can't find the word, because intuitive is the word for me. It's like instinctual. That's right. Thank you, David. Instinctual. See, so when we have instinct, we stink, because we're not supposed to have instinct. Where baby is born a empty plate. It's born with basically an empty plate, except one thing. It's intuition. Intuition is the making of the person, the inside of the person, if they can find that after they lost it. So when I'm saying to you, you already have that when you were born, we all have it, and redemption awaits you before you were born. It awaits you. If I show you the truth of this, it will start to loosen you up and take some of the anxiety away, because the sin you've inherited seems like your sin, and it seems like you want to be responsible and fix it, and you cannot. You cannot fix it. You don't know what you're doing. You're messing with it. It's not possible to cure anything like that. But once you get it, it gets into you. It disconnects you. It disconnects you from what is noble and good. But the principle's there. It's there. You're going to be able to recognize it one day when a person like me comes on the radio and starts to speak and says these things you've heard before in the church. Not the synagogue, but in the church you have. But you're not quite the way I said it. They mumble through it. But I take the time to go round and round and round and round and round. And so slowly but surely you get a grasp of what I'm saying. And I'm here to remind you that you have it. And then realizing that you don't have to look for it anymore. You already have it. Except all you have to do is willing to see the fault that took it away. And you'll see what the fault is. It could be a place and a time, or just being angry for whatever reason. There's usually got to be a reason for being angry. Say you could be angry when you have too much from a rich parent, and so that life seems meaningless. It doesn't have any meaning unless it has trial and tribulation. Trials and tribulation pile up to make you uncomfortable with what's wrong with you, because trials and tribulation, if you if you can't find your relationship with that intuitive self that you lost, and it got tangled up with everything else. And you got the idea that right, there's a right and wrong, and everybody knows what right and wrong is, but not everybody can do right, right. See, you heard what I said? Not everybody can do right, right, right in a right way. See, it just could be a show, which is, you can get applause for it if you could be good enough in the Bible, and you compensate with a personality, etc. But the trouble with that is, when you are worshipped and loved for your personality, it's the dark side that takes power. It's emboldened. The personality is a sham to get people to give themselves to you, and to give you compliments to make you feel better than you deserve. And you become a slave of that. You could become a slave of people liking you. There you are. And that could be a drug, and you don't know it's a drug. You think it's good. You think you're giving love. No, you're not. So when I talked to the minister, he asked me if I sinned, and I said no, and not a word, not indeed. And he seemed very disturbed. And I said, 2,000 years ago, a man was born to save the world from inherited disobedience. Therefore, in personally accepting the offer, it was no longer possible to do anything other than serve the source of my salvation. God has given no other choice. Stay where you are or come to Him. I dropped my papers on the floor. You're going to have to tell them how to go to the...
Go to FHU.com.
Yeah, but not it's not that.
And
it's on the floor.
This is the most interesting ad segment of the program.
It's a good ad. It is you. download my radio show app. This is all I see. I'm an old geezer, and these Apple stuff is like the apples and oranges. Anyway, it's all geezers like me just don't get this, but I know it works. Download my radio show app, available now at the Apple App Store. Listen to that. Sounds like a good meal. The Apple? You don't have to say Apple App? I think you do. It's in my script. And Android Google Play. That's all not. That's all gobbledygook. It's gobbledygook to me. I don't know, but it takes you somewhere. It takes you to me. And then I take you to him. So anyway, is that good enough for a commercial? I just think I'll just continue my show. But, oh, yes, all right. Let me see that. Well, then you can also go to my Foundation of Human Understanding. We've been there. We've been there 55 years. I've been 55 years on the radio. And we're a 501c3. You ever heard of that? It means, illegally, we're on the same par as a Catholic church. But I don't have so many people. I don't want people to join me. I want you to listen, take what you have free, and then pass it on to... See, once you start to find the truth that sets you free, all your sicknesses disappear. Or you start to become a better man or better woman, and it gets better and better and better and better and better. Trial and tribulation. Tribulation has to happen, that virtue might be. Very simple. You don't have problems. You can't grow strong. It is a duplicate in a much more noble way. The animals, the survival of the fittest. The fittest is the most perfect person. How do you become perfect? See, that's the question, and that's what I discovered. And I discovered it's in Christianity. It's in there, but you still don't seem to find it. You got too many people. I'll read something to you. I'll read it word for word. Okay, can we get back on the program again? David, can we get back on the program pretty soon? Oh, okay. Should I sing some songs while you do it? I'll do a tap dance. Okay. All right. I could do Donald Duck.
I'm going.
I gotta make this. All right, how do you like that? In the middle of a show on God. Okay, good. All right. So I'm gonna just continue my subject matter. I have a little lightheartedness. I can't be so serious. If you don't mind. I could also take my thumb off if you ever want to see me do that. Put it right back on again. Okay. All right.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Does anybody want to call me? I know I'm not going to Donald Duck. I'm all right, but let me get back to being serious again. I've got to make this lighthearted. I can't otherwise it becomes hypnotic. It comes across, you get too involved with me. I just want to break that just a little bit, if you don't mind. So now I'm going to read from your scripture. I write these words concerning those that seduce you. Since the anointing you have received from him, capital, abides within you, you need not let any man teach you because of the anointing by its very indwelling nature teaches you all things. It is the living truth. And therefore, is no lie. Therefore, as you have learned, realized, abide in him, Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sinned has not seen him, neither known him. Little children, and big children, let no man deceive you, that he does that right is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, and the devil sinned from the beginning. The Son of God came that he might destroy the works of the evil. Therefore, whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he's reborn of God. In this knowledge, the children of God are manifest, and as are the children of the devil. Whoever does not live righteously is not of God, and neither is he that does not love forgive his brother. I put the love in there, forgive in there. Okay? So now suffering, now I go to my point here. There it is right there. You have to become perfect. It's a becoming process. But you have to have the energy, the power of God in you, not to be pulled away by temptation. Deliver us from temptation. See? Deliver us from evil. Temptation. Deliver us from our hypnotic state in which we were born. See? Born in sin, born, there it is. Okay. So, suffering that makes you well. You do not have free will the way you think from the day you were born. The proclivity to respond to cruel masters comes preconditioned from birth, like animals, but from your parents, but differently. Animals, you know, are fixated to their mothers, and it's not the same thing as I opened the program. I made the opening of the program saying that animals have an instinctual way. Human beings have, they are born with sin, which is ugly, but they're beautiful people. But it comes with one man. Sin and death through sin spreads like a disease, but it's a spirit. And so therefore, when you come into the world, if you're not nourished, if you don't have the perfect parents, which rarely you do, rarely do you ever have a perfect parent, because usually man born of woman is imperfect. Just like Adam was imperfect, he blames Eve for his own, well, being thrown out of the Garden of Eden, so to speak. And men do the same thing. Men born of women, how else can you be born? But it has got a special word meaning to that. So the man born of woman is not of God yet. And that's why you need a father. But you don't have any fathers because the women get you. Because you will tend to, if you're a man, you tend to be influenced by your mother. Either by the failing of your father who is angry, and uses your mother as a sex toy. See, that's why Mary marries, for the feeling. He's looking for fulfillment. He's a fool being fulfilled. He's a fool that's filled. He doesn't know it. And therefore, he's drawing up from her more than what he had when he was born. Always go, you've got to be careful of the ladies. And so what I am saying to you gentlemen, and you ladies, don't get angry with your husband, because he doesn't know. He's the extension of his mother through the failing of the father. But the failing of the father is marriage is a very dangerous thing. It rarely works well. Only when the man becomes a man and says, put down the fruit, Eve. And whatever that is, there's some mischievous ways to take him down or to tempt him to say, please, say no to me. See? So, did you understand what I was saying there? I hope so. The number is 800-866-8883. This is a bit like I did yesterday, isn't it? So you do not have free will as what you think. And the proclivity to respond to cruel masters comes preconditioned from birth, inherited. Born in sin, you inherited it. Okay. And so it's easy if you realize that it's in you there still. All you need to do is recognize where I'm coming from. If I'm coming from the same place as Jesus is, and I'm Jewish, but you know, I didn't have to change my religion because he's Jewish too, so why not have him as my teacher? Within me. He's not a physical person anymore, it's within. And I recognize that. Well, that's what it's all about, I said to myself many years later. And that's the reason why you feel the effect of me ad-libbing. I've got a few words in front of me on paper. It's 1962, I'm reading from here just a little bit, just to keep me and make sure I say everything needs to be said, but it's not all there. I'm not reading it word for word, as you can hear it. See, this Christians call sin, and no human since Adam had the choice of good and evil. For us, there's only one way to salvation from the bondage we inherited from the first man's choice. Our individual righteousness can never be good enough, you see. Therefore, conflicts and anxieties, trials and tribulations, accompanied by various sufferings, will continue to bring you to your knees. And they have to do that. And is the pain must be sufficient enough for you to cry? There's got to be a meaning. That's all he's waiting for. Let the devil have his way with you for a little while. Don't worry about it. Don't try to fix yourself. You try. Try to fix yourself. You still can't. Try to fix somebody else. They get worse. Or become dependent on you and still get worse. So therefore, conflicts and anxieties, accompanied by various sufferings, will continue to bring you to your knees. Think of the pain as something that's valuable. For as the first human, you would have made the same mistake as Adam, who lost his bright nature. So your choice is more merciful, not as much as a choice, as the salvation from the original one. See, way, way back. New Year's resolutions never work. Because, as you will eventually discover, a puppeteer is pulling the strings of your mind. The Apostle Paul realized it. It was a sin that made a home inside him. So, do as he did. Claim Christ's forgiveness and now pay it forward to others. Endure affliction with patience. See, and while standing firm in unswerving loyalty to what is right in your heart means you feel nothing. So people, a big guy can look at you straight in the eye, like David and Goliath. Goliath didn't have the bronze helmet of glory, see, or the armor or whatever it is that he had. He just picked a couple of stones up. And just in his sheepskin dressing, he took the man and killed him with his own sword. There it is. He hit the mark. And so that's how it has to be with you. He had the courage to do it. Maybe he's 16, 17 years old. He's not afraid of lions, you see. This David had something in him. That's different from all the Jewish people and all the people of the world that day. As you shall have it. You can have that if you give up a lot of the crap you eat and the drugs and the alcohol and trying to do gobbledygook and study scriptures and go read lots of books as if reading the books and Bible is going to fill you full of wisdom. No. It will demoralize you. And remember, intuition is like an instinct, but far more beautiful. Instinct goes only so far. Animals can actually use sticks for tools and to break open something or get at something. And they can learn just so much. We were born with a clean slate. And we have to get rid of the writing on it from the world and the culture into which we are born. And you cannot do that yourself. because you have to have an opposing spirit. So you are a slave of sin, and then you can be saved from being a slave. But the way to it is, well, you're halfway there, if not already there, as you're listening to me. How many people listening to my voice and hearing how clear and making my point, how many of you feel like a breath of fresh air? Okay, put your hand up. Breath of fresh air. Anyone? Raise your hand, even if you're by yourself. That makes a difference. Please. Okay. Now, those of you who are angry with me, you're still listening. Be careful. Be careful. And if you want to know why I said that, call me 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday on this station, weekdays, 6 o'clock to 8. That's the time I take calls. So, New Year's resolutions never work, because eventually you'll discover a puppeteer is pulling the strings in your mind. Okay, I said all that, didn't I? So as you make the journey into the world of the light, understanding two important principles. First, become aware of any resentment and resentful resistance to correction. So don't get angry with me. I rebuke you and sort of are strong with you, remind you. I think that's the words I want to, I'm looking for. David's probably got a better one than that. But so that you can become pure. See, that's it. If someone does not speak the way I do to you, and it tingles and hurts a little bit, but then it feels better because it means you're accepting it. There's a part of you that cringes and rejects, feels the pain. And I'm getting you to look inside and see yourself, and that you're not who you think you are. You've never been you. There's been another you inside you, which is the spirit of the disease, the paradise lost, the pandemic that goes from generations to generations. You have to lose it. Okay. So, let me continue again for a little bit. And I do recommend you get a copy of this. Let me see. I have read only one page in this hour, ad-libbing it, only using the 1960. Is it 1960? 99, no, it's 2005. It's called, what's it called? Needless Suffering. I think that's what it's called. It's a new inside pamphlet, a booklet. All right. So if you would like to go to my website, and there's books, and then it divides into booklets, which are 14 pages to 20 pages, 28 pages. And then you have pamphlets, and they're very inexpensive. And you can read quite a bit of it before you decide what you want to carry it in your pocket. You download it and you print it out and put it in your pocket, and it will have the look that it had when it was printed in 1962, 63, 64, 70, 80, 90. Now, when we don't have many of these now anymore. We don't print anymore booklets. There's too much. There's too much. You need to go back to my website and go to under booklets, okay? And then also $12 a month, or I don't know how much it is for the year, but $1,200 a month opens the door to a treasure house. I've been doing this for 55 years. That is on the radio, but 6 years before that, discovering what the heaven is all about. See? So, as you make your journey into the world of light, into the light, the will of the light. Understand two important principles. First, become aware of any resentful resistance to correction, like now. And second, from your conscience, especially from your conscience. Your conscience can bother you, and don't think of it as an enemy. That's a terrible thing. So it's always been your friend and never your enemy. Okay, we'll be right back. Oh, the phone number is 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. It is 7 minutes to nine here, and we have an hour and 10 minutes to go for you to call in, Aiden.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, we have a caller called Greg, and it's called the his subject matter is the power of the beast. Hello, Greg. You told my son, who's operating the show right now, something very interesting. Could you tell me what that is, please?
Yes, so Roy.
Yes.
It's very hard to explain here, but I just want to know the power of the beast. Okay, if a person, a human being, can actually cure people of HIV.
Yes, I do it all the time.
Is that the power of the beast?
Well,
but you do it all the time.
Well, it's easy. You ever heard of a place called Tanzania?
Is that in the Middle East or something?
No, it's in Africa.
No,
I have a friendly outpost there.
Wow,
where the person who is a PhD in the middle of the dark part of the world there.
Okay,
and I've been working with him for 25 years.
Wow,
and what I learned, because I don't get many HIV people coming to me, but he was able to cure HIV by the thousands.
Really?
And the reason for that is because in Africa, there's a pandemic of HIV. And it's not mentioned much anymore, but 25 years ago, it was not uncommon to hear that children are wandered with running the streets without their parents. They've all died. There was just kids walking around. And millions of them people died from it. And they died not because they were bad people, but because they were infected by being demoralized, violated, you know, against their will.
Okay.
And men would come in having sex and being infected and infect his wife. And the infection of HIV without the sin that caused it, which is caused homosexuality. You cannot cure HIV with a person in homosexuality. It cannot be done. Because it's the sin that's keeping it alive.
Wow.
And the stubbornness of its pleasures to escape and to give each other pleasures, see? And love the pleasures that you give each other, and then hate each other for it and feel guilty, and then the guilt drives them to do more of the same kind of thing, if you see what I'm saying, with each other.
Yep.
And so, because you could do that, you can be addicted to food, and food shouldn't be addiction.
But Roy, can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah, I'll finish off. You finish your question, and I'll finish off later. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to say two things. I'm not a homosexual, and I know about Africa. I want to tell you something. You're talking to a person, I know it's going to sound abnormal. I've done it twice.
Done what?
going to be very hard for you to say it.
No, go ahead, say it.
I have taken away HIV from two people, and one is a bisexual. I know it sounds abnormal, but let me go on.
It's possible, because I showed this immunologist how to do this, which I can't do it because they don't come to me in droves like they are with him, because he has even the Catholics there, the ministers, everybody was infected with HIV. Mostly because they've been infected, but not because they were sinful.
Well, can I ask you something else? Can you cure some of these people, like say right here in California?
No,
California?
You cannot cure. If you have both the healing hands and the spoken voice to guide the person, which you may have, I have it, the voice to guide the person to the sin as you lay the hands on, and you have the energy that goes with it, you can actually take those two, to take away the sin, and immediately the immune system takes over and does its work.
Wow.
I accept that this is possible. I know it's possible. I do it a lot with people, but not always with HIV, but maybe they're listening to me and don't mention that it's happening. It's not something they want to talk about.
What a very interesting thing. I've been having this on my mind for quite some time, and I figured that you wouldn't believe what I...
No, I believe that you may well have it naturally, as I did.
And without the power of the beast.
And I overcome the power of the beast, but it's not me that does it. It is the spirit spirit of salvation.
I want to ask you one more quick one.
I don't know how to say it very well. I should have expressed it a little better.
I want to ask one more quick one.
Okay.
If I actually could do it again, continue it.
No, you don't do it. It comes through you.
And I ask for money. Here's the next one. I ask for money from the certain people that are very wealthy.
Yes.
And they agree to it. It's hard for the next question. Am I being selfish?
Well, the thing is, no, nice. If you got a business of that, you're like a doctor. But if you're successful, the American Medical Society will put you in jail. But you can do it. I like to do it on my radio program, and do it free, like Jesus did.
Well, I'm going to ask somebody if they get cured by me, and they don't think I'm really cuckoo. I mean, out the line.
I don't think you should have to ask them, really, because if you do that, I have people. Well, hold along. You hold him. Hold him on. This is a good call. Okay. Oh, hello again. Would you please take my... this information out, please. Download my radio show app. Available now at Apple. Okay, the Apple Store. And the Android Google Play. And then you can take my program home. And also you can download the meditation, the 7-minute meditation, no charge. Now the question is, do I ask for money? You haven't asked me to do that. I said, if he helps you, pay it forward, because it costs money to make me to for you to get to you. And so if you pay it forward, that is a gracious thing to do.